Hi, this week the question is, what does truth imply? Listen to the following passage of Scripture, John chapter 18, verses 36 through 38. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." This passage illustrates the attitude of many people today. We're living in a time when truth doesn't matter to people anymore. In fact, a recent survey indicates that 70% of Americans 18 through 25 years old do not believe in absolute truth. In other words, 100 years ago, a preacher might come to town and start a new church, and people would ask questions, and there would be discussions and sometimes even debates. People were opening up their Bibles to see if what the preacher said was the truth. People 100 years ago believed that the Bible contained written words of God, and they believed this, and they looked to the Scriptures as a standard of right and wrong. If the preacher was advocating something different than what the Bible said, well, it bothered people. It bothered them enough that they would not listen to him. But 72% of young Americans today do not even believe there is absolute truth. To most Americans, truth is completely relative. In the view of many, the Bible contains just one way of viewing life, but certainly not the only way of viewing life. Listen to me carefully now. Truth, by its very nature, is an exclusive claim. And what I mean by that is simply this. If what is being stated is true, something else cannot also be true. Let me give you some examples. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is an exclusive claim. It is saying the only way to be saved is through Jesus and his system of salvation. If this is the truth, then it means there is no other way of being saved. It means all Islamic people are lost as long as they remain in their Islamic faith. It means all Jewish people are forever lost as long as they remain in their Jewish faith. The truth, Jesus said, is that no one can come to the Father except through him. There is no other way of being saved. In fact, listen to the Apostle Peter. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter said, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." The apostles spent their time trying to convert Jews from their religion to Christianity. They believed in absolute truth. They believed their fellow countrymen were lost and destined to eternal torture in hell if they didn't change their religious views. According to the New Testament Scriptures, there's only one way to be saved. Let me give you another example. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. Take the time after you hang up to read that passage. There's only one body, it says. According to the apostles, the truth is there's only one body. And what is the body that this passage is speaking about? In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, God has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now, if these passages are telling the truth, they are saying the church is the body and there's only one body. That means there's only one church. That's an exclusive claim. If there's only one church, then that means all other churches are wrong. Listen further, and please notice that all of these passages are coming from the book of Ephesians. I'm not just skipping around from book to book and putting unrelated passages together to come up with this. Listen to Ephesians 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. This one passage, all by itself, is saying the church is the body. Listen to it again. The Bible says a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Read chapter 4, verse 4, and there was only one body, if you remember, and that means there's only one church. What is Christ? He's the head of the church. What is he? He's the Savior of the body. Say that again. He's the Savior of the body. When he comes again, who's he going to save? The body. What's the body? The church. How many churches are there? One. What's he going to save? His one church. My friend, the idea that it doesn't matter what church you belong to is nonsense. If the Bible is true, it makes all the difference in the world what church you belong to. You cannot believe the Bible and at the same time believe that all churches are okay. You cannot logically believe in the Bible and believe that there is more than one way to go to heaven. You cannot believe the Bible and at the very same time believe all good people are going to be saved no matter what church they go to. The Scriptures are claiming to be the Word of God. The New Testament Scriptures claim to be the truth. If they are true, then something else cannot also be true at the same time. Let me tell you one thing more before I close. Truth is true even if no one believes it. In other words, if you don't believe that one church alone could be right, that doesn't change the truth. If everyone in Oklahoma City agrees together that more than one church is acceptable, that does not change the truth. Truth, by its nature, is absolute and exclusive. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.